Hi, McFatty.
Hey, I'm moving my chair around.
We are nothing if not professionals.
We are, you know. You've got to, you know, it's this, and this is not a special chair, just to put Miss Lauren at ease. Well, you notice I didn't say put Nessa at ease because, you know.
Well, we don't, but you know what happens when Miss Nessa gets at ease.
Well, right. I mean, that is correct. And I mean, and, you know, when Miss Nessa hears that, it's time to take the turl trot.
Ooh, I've got a story about the turl trot.
Oh, well, here, let's just go ahead and fuck the quiz. What is it? The skit. Fuck the skit. Let's get to the turl story. Start the music.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader. And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his hall of friends there.
Was there any? Can they hear me if I'm talking now?
No. Yes, they can.
Oh, okay.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, the 12th of October, 2020, in the holy year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria. Maybe I'll get to see her one day, pardon. I am your host, the one, the fat, the only, Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
V-A-D-E-R. Larry H. Vader, how is everyone doing? With me today, I have... The Vision in Red. Right. The Chevrolet Red of Pride 48.
Right, or similar.
It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi. By the way, the reason that I made that statement during the opening music is, you know, some people, they like to skip through that. And, you know, if they know that there might be a little nugget, they might not skip through that opening music. By the way, happy Tom Turkey Day to everyone up there in the northern Mexico. I know they're going to be getting stuff. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well. You know, sometimes it's just a single gobble.
It's, you know, northern Mexico.
So. Right. Do they eat turkey in northern Mexico?
Well, they only the bazoons. They prefer beaver.
And what the beaver tails specifically? Oh, specifically.
Shout out to Kim Beaver and her tail.
Ooh.
You know, when I was up there with Granny several years ago, it's probably been more than several, the Turnip Head and the Urban Guy T.O. took us to get beaver tails.
Oh, did they? So they actually do eat a beaver tail in northern Mexico.
Yeah, Granny had chocolate on his, but that's not surprising for Granny to have chocolate on his tail. So anyway.
Right. I was about to say, but did it come with chocolate on it? That's the question.
Well, right. All right, now you had a nugget of a story, I believe.
I have a few stories this week.
Wait a minute, y'all. Before we get started, two things. Last week, as soon as we finished recording, Vader goes, "Fuck, I forgot to talk about blah blah blah." Oh, fuck, I forgot to talk about blah 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 blah. So, y'all, I believe we're going to hear old news to start with, okay?
Well,
it's
more of a that than a not right. breaking news.
No break. Mm-hmm. It's broken mm-hmm. news.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So, but one other thing. I don't know if you listened to the But First podcast.
No.
Oh, well, the Faye driver is on there, and he was very complimentary of the LFC.
Oh, really? Actually, what part of it?
Me.
Oh. Oh.
So he said I had a quick quip. Or I don't know. Sorry, Faye. Anyway, all right, go ahead and tell your broken news stories.
Well, I meant to talk about this last week, because if there's one thing that the LFC is known for, it's how much we love the
fat.
Turlet. Well,
right.
Well, with fat comes turlet. And
right.
I was getting ready for bed one night last week, and I was in the bath, you know, and my medicine cabinet in the bathroom is above the turlet, which makes absolutely no sense, but whatever.
Right.
So I go back and forth to get my floss.
Unless you only keep suppositories in it.
Right, exactly.
Then it makes perfect sense.
But I don't. So, you know, I had to go over there to get the floss. And when I did, I dropped it. And I was like, oh, thank God it didn't fall in the turlet. Because floss is expensive, first of all.
You're telling me.
And so
I buy it by the 10 pack on the Lesbyterian delivery service.
Well, I don't like that dento tape. Anyway, so I buy the Glide. So
Isn't that
I
a
was.
Lube?
Well, it might be. I don't buy that lube. So anyway.
Anyway,
I kind of bent down to pick it up, and I noticed that the lid on the turlet was askew. Like the part on the back of the toilet.
The tank top.
Yeah. And so
you wear
tank
tops, don't you?
I do. In fact, do you want me to put one on right now?
Okay.
No, those are a little heavy.
No porcelain.
I was like, that's weird, but I thought maybe a kitty had springboarded off of it or, you know, whatever.
Right.
These things happen in my house.
Right.
And so I
Well, that happened during the opening today.
It did. I'm sure there was a
kitty. It was right when Vader says he had to put booties on the kitties, and the kitty jumped right into his lap, waiting
on
the booty.
No, he didn't jump into my lap. He jumped up onto the desk.
Okay.
He skipped the lap altogether because he knew the lap was kind of warm because I turned the air off for this. Anyway.
But wait a minute. Before you go any further, and since we're talking about turtles and supplies, booties sometimes mean footwear and sometimes it means booty.
Right. Well, in this case, it means footwear. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
So
please continue.
I jiggled the tank lid a little bit, thinking it would just, you know, sit back down on the lid.
As all good plumbers would do.
Right. And it didn't. It was wobbly. And I don't know if you've ever messed with a bag of a toilet, but that's not how it works. So I lifted it up, only to discover, one, the tank was filled to right below the brim. Right up, maybe a half inch from the brim. And then the filler valve was way up in the air. And so I looked and discovered it had broken. But, you know, I was like, okay, well, it still works. So, it's 11 o'clock at night, right? I can do nothing about it. So
right.
I went to work the next day, got home, and went immediately to the turlet, as we do.
Right.
And
excuse me.
Yeah. And there was an incident, really.
Oh,
and,
Lord, did you not make it?
And so I was like, oh, my God, I barely made it.
Did you need a shop vac?
Right. So I reached behind me to do the first flush.
Oh.
And Big Fatty.
Oh, Lord.
We don't have a sound effect for this, but it...
Was it the parting of the Red Sea by Moses?
Right. So it should have been a little bit of the turlet flush.
Right.
But instead, it was more of the... all of these things are happening. Water is going everywhere. And so here I am sitting on the turlet, which water is...
Having fouled yourself, you're sitting
right.
on the toilet, turlet.
Right.
And so all of a sudden, you have a bidet.
Right. Now, I had bought on my way home the pieces to fix the turlet. But if you've ever done that, you know, it can sometimes be 5 minutes and you're done. And sometimes it doesn't work. Right.
It could be 3 days until the plumber comes and fixes what you fucked up.
Well, no, you can't really fuck anything up. But but where it connects to the wall, that part you turn on and off doesn't get turned on and off much. So it sometimes when you then go to turn it off and it's been turned on for 5 years, it won't turn off.
Right, so you need the WD-40.
Well, no, you got to go turn your main water off, and you've got to get a plumber's wrench and take it off the wall and all that. It's very, again, it's not a complex fix, but it's not something I could fix when I was about to shit my pants.
Well, I thought you'd already shit your pants.
Well, right. That's why I was going to use the toilet before I fixed it. Because it could have been a 5-minute fix, or it could.
Now, don't you have two turls?
Well, yeah, but I don't use the one downstairs.
Is there a reason?
Well, yeah, because the seal went bad on it, and so I've ripped out the floor, but I haven't replaced it yet. So
I
haven't.
How many years ago was that?
Well, it's been a few. But
all right, clearly it's a priority.
It is. It's a priority. And every time I look at it, and the plumber's always like, every time he's here, because, you know, they're here frequently, like,
you're blowing it up.
Yeah, he's always saying, like, you know, that's like a $50 job. Like, when we come out for whatever next time, we'll just fix it. And I'm like, yeah. But anyway, so, but I haven't put the floor down now. Anyway, so all that being said, there was the Turlet explosion. Uh-huh. It was, to be a little bit vulgar, uh-huh, it was a shitty mess.
It was a shit show.
Yeah. Okay. A shit Sammy, if you will. Okay. And I mean, so like nothing was working. Water was just running.
Well, your butthole was working.
Well, it was done. It was finished. It was fine. Right. But unfortunately, like, so then I had to whatever. But I did fix the toilet. It took 5 minutes, if that, to put the new piece in there. And
it took longer to wipe than it did to fix the toilet.
Correct. It okay. really, like, I have done it 2 or 3 times before because
no doubt.
Well, those toilet pieces break a lot, so.
Right. Hey, anyway. By the way, speaking of this, have you seen the video? Everybody has said, when was Big Fatty in Home Depot? It was the newscaster talking about the man at the Home Depot that says, don't go in there, I'm about to blow it up.
No, I haven't. I have not seen that.
Okay. But it was a story about the man. The man was going to go in there and shit all over the place.
Ah.
You know, blow it up. They called the bomb squad.
Ah. Oh. Well, you know, I mean, I could see how that would be confused.
Sure,
with you.
But, yeah, but I mean, the funny thing is they sat there and the other newscasters on the set were laughing at the lady that was reading it. And she's going, why are y'all laughing? Because, you know, she's just reading it. And she goes, oh, okay.
Oh, I'm a very prim and proper.
Maybe you can find a link to that and post it over at the LFC.
Probably not. Probably. No one goes over
okay.
there.
Y'all go look for that. Just blow it up at the Home Depot.
Speaking of
blowing
it up. By the
way, did you go to the Home Depot or did you go to the Lowell's to get the
I went to the Lowell's. I went to the Lowell's. For plumbing supplies, I go to the Lowell's.
Okay.
For other things, they're very specific brands, and I prefer the Flowmaster the Flushmaster Performax for my
Well, you've
for
got
my
to
turlet.
Have the heavy duty.
You do.
I said duty.
Well, but did you make
duty? Because you have a heavy duty, right? Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So I have another story, Big Fatty.
Okay, let's hear it.
And it involves a ferret and a stripper.
Oh!
But
a ferret and a stripper walk into bedroom.com.
But before we do that, I mean, you know, we like to tease these things out. So I've got
absolutely. It's like a weave that hadn't been worn in about 3 or 4 years. You need to tease it out.
It's true. That sounds very racist, though. But that being said, Big Fatty, it's time to play the little game where we play you the first part of a television theme, and then you tell us if you know it, what the name of it is. And because I feel like it fell a little flat last time, I just wondered if you could tell us maybe a little plot of the show or a little synopsis of it. Of course, you didn't know the shows last time, so that wouldn't have worked.
Oh, but of the ones I'm guessing. Yes,
yeah,
I can do that.
Yeah. So,
assuming I know it. By the way, do you watch the Stephen Colbert?
I don't stay up that late.
Okay.
Nor do I have cable. Actually, I do have cable.
One of the reason I ask is one of the little jingles they play either going into or coming out of commercial sounds like shortening bread.
Like Mammy's Little Baby Loves shortening. Okay. Well, I'll have to. You know, Mr. Colbert,
I find very odd with John Batiste. By the way, John Batiste has very large feet. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, last week when we played
John Batiste has very large feet, all of a sudden Nessa's listening now. And Faye Driver. And Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey. And Miss Lauren's not because she's betrothed.
Right. She's on a walk. And special thanks to Miss Lala Lauren, my ex-wife, for sending me the photos of the fall leaves and the foliage.
Yes.
Since I can't get out to see them.
Right. And, you know, had you run out of toilet paper, you could have used them.
If only the leaves changed here and fell off the trees. That's not true. They do eventually fall off the trees, but you know, mostly just the acorns.
It's acorns now.
Right. So last week.
All right, here we go.
When we played this.
You were disappointed. Uh-huh.
I was very disappointed because I just thought you were going to be you were going to know everything about quiz programs.
I know a lot about the quiz programs, so anyway.
But it fell flat. So you made a request that we modernize it just a tad bit. And right. I said, you know, the 80s are really my jam. And so today I've picked some popular programs, and I guess they would technically be sitcoms following that
definition. These aren't quiz programs then.
These are not quiz programs today. We did quiz programs last time, but these are by the 80s definition sitcoms. So now none of these are obscure, though. I will say some of these I have not seen in reruns or in decades. So here's your first one, and it's hard to find this tune, so it might be just a little, you know, a little bit different version, but it's the same theme.
Okay.
Streaks on the china never mattered before. Who cares when you drop kicked your jacket as you came through the door? No one glared. But sometimes things get turned around and no one's spared. All hands look out below. There's a change in the status quo. Gonna need all the help that we can get. According to our new arrival, life is more than mere survival, and we just might live a good life yet.
I've never heard this, but I'm going to guess that it's The Good Life.
No, these are 80s. Oh, wait, not The Good Place. No, it's not. It's not The Good Life. Big Fatty, I'm really disappointed.
I've never heard that.
This has you written.
Is that like,
all
you know, if you're looking at things like Punky Brewster and...
No, these are all prime time sitcoms. Okay. And this would this was Mr. Belvedere.
It must have been. Oh no, I never watched that.
You never watched Mr. Belvedere?
No, see, that's your era. My era was Family Affair with Sebastian Cabot as Mr. French.
Big Fatty, anyway. I was like 2 years old when Mr. Belvedere was on the on the air. I loved Mr. Belvedere. How? If you're listening to this, can you please tweet? If you were a big fan of Mr. Belvedere, because I feel like I can't be alone in this.
You know, the only thing Belvedere that I knew was there was a shopping center in Hatlanta that was called Belvedere, and we would go there, and they had a Milton Bradley store there, and that's where we would look at the G.I. Joe uniforms that we wanted to buy. Anyway, go ahead.
I wish you could all see the disappointment on my face. Now...
Memory lane, anyway.
Big Fatty specifically requested. He said, the 80s. Yes, the 80s.
So. I said quiz programs.
Well, okay. Fair enough. I will see what I can do with quiz programs from the 80s. But those are really easy. So, although I could probably find some obscure ones. I don't see any on my list because I've got a playlist of these things. Well, I have I have a bad feeling that you're also not going to know this one, which is also another one
of
my
favorites.
Well,
wait a minute. First of all, what was Mr. Belvedere about?
He was a British butler that had come to the U.S. to work with a family, and but they were just a traditional American family. So it was like the mother-in-law, the mom, the dad, and the two kids. And so, you know, not the uptight British aristocracy, well, if you will. And so he's living in a... Yeah.
Most, you know, typical American families had British butlers.
Right, right. I don't remember why he was there. Again, it's not... you can't watch Mr. Belvedere anywhere. So it's always been that way. Okay. Now, this next one,
I think that says a lot about Mr. Belvedere.
Yeah, it was so classic. Anyway, this next one, it definitely was on in syndication for a while. So I have high hopes that maybe you'll know it.
All right.
And I believe it. Well, I'll talk about that in a minute. Play.
This is soap.
No.
It's not soap. Oh, well, then this is Benson.
Correct. I was like, he's going to figure it out in a second. Now, did you watch the Benson?
Benson was on soap.
Right.
Not regularly, but I know that he was on soap, and then he got his spinoff, and it had something to do with politics.
He was the governor's aide or the governor's...
Okay.
Something like that. Yeah, I can't remember exactly because it hasn't been on in years and years and years.
Okay, but that has a soap sound to it.
Well, here's the soap theme.
Yes. These are the Campbells. These are the Tates. And this is soap.
All right. Well, so far... I'm still looking for a quiz program we're going to have fun with. So I'm going to change my last one because...
Okay. Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I
think it was the return of Mr. Belvedere, right? Okay.
Right. So the next one, I'm just going to... I guess I'll just do a little freebie, a little... Something that I think you would know because I know you watched it.
Okay. This is Mork and Mindy.
It is Mork and Mindy.
Nano, nano.
Well, I knew that you had watched a little bit of the what was that, Robin Williams and what was her name? Anyway, I don't remember.
I don't remember her name, but the father who ran the music store was Conrad Janis.
Oh. You know, I was going through these. A lot of the people who play... Now, Robert Guillaume from Benson, of course, has went on to act in quite a few things. But otherwise, not many names you still see these days.
Right.
So, not really sure what that says about it.
It was Pam Dauber.
Who? Yeah. That says that enough, doesn't it? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, that was...
Well, that was not as exciting as you wanted it to be.
I wanted it to.
I got two of the three.
Right. Well, the third one was going to be a little bit more complicated. So I had to.
All right, give me the third one.
Oh, gosh. Did I close it? No, I still have it.
You probably did.
No. But I got to get back to that. So we're just stalling for a second. Now, I'm going to tell you this one.
Tell me.
This one is. I might struggle with it a little bit, but I feel like you should know it. Because I was a big fan of this.
Everybody, it's time to go. Stand on guard, getting ready for the show. And if you're thinking that you may or you might, then you're thinking right.
I have no idea, but it sounds like something Marla Gibbs would be in.
I don't believe Marla was in this. It was a comedy sketch show-ish of sorts. Kind of like Saturday Night Live, but not.
Well,
it was on Fox.
There were only ones of those were Mad TV and In Living Color, and that was not In Living Color. And there was another one. What was it?
Oops. Okay, just
that's right. The Three Stooges.
Right. I wasn't going to give you that one, but yes. So this, The Simpsons made their first appearance on this show.
Oh, well, that's that woman. What's her name? Tracy Ullman or something?
Yes,
like that?
It was the Tracy Ullman show.
Okay.
I remember now, and I think that might have even been 90s. It may have been late 80s. I don't remember. But yeah, I love the Tracy Ullman show. I feel like it did not get enough credit for what
can
it was.
Can you find it anywhere?
I doubt it. I doubt it.
Okay, well, it's in the same category as Mr. Belvedere.
I'm looking through all of these. Like, these are the greatest TV shows, considered greatest TV shows of the, I'd say, late 70s up until the mid-90s.
I don't know who consider those the greatest, but they might want to reconsider.
Right. I mean, I think you can definitely watch The Simpsons on Disney Plus.
It's on Fox.
Right, but I mean like the old ones, like the original.
Oh.
Like watch them straight through. Things like,
you know, Dr. Stone loves Sunday, them. Monday, happy days. Gosh, I wish I knew what this was.
Right. Can't watch Happy Days anywhere.
Right. Not available.
Or you can't watch one of my childhood favorites.
Is this the fall great British Easy Bake Oven show?
No, but have you been watching that?
No, but
you don't have Netflix.
No, but Dr. Stone told me it's back.
It is. It is. They quarantined everyone, so they were all basically living together to do the show. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good. Bread Week was this past week, so.
Well, I heard.
Yeah,
and,
so it was really
good. I'm sure it was yeasty.
It was a little yeasty. So we're running low on time, but there is something that I have to tell.
Do it.
So Big Fatty,
Lord, here it
I
comes.
Saw on like Twitter or on.
Wait a minute. First of all, folks, you may have heard this on. I've got a lot to say.
No, because I recorded that show before I had this incident. So yesterday was Saturday as we record this, and I went I went to the grocerarium. Mm-hmm. A few little things that you do on the weekend.
Saturday.
And I, like you, registered to vote via absentee, via mail.
Yes.
And like you, my ballot said it mailed over a week ago. Mm-hmm. I have not received it. So I stopped at the mailbox on my way home just because, like, informed delivery, it's many things, but
right, sometimes,
accurate,
yeah.
not so much. And so the way my mailbox works, it's not attached to my building. It's up in the front, and it's right on the side of the street.
It's a community. It's a community.
And truly, if you have a car that doesn't sit as low as mine, you can just, like, roll your window down and put your key in and open it from the car window. But I don't ever do that. And so I got out real quick.
You had to hoist it out then.
Yeah, I did. Paused my podcast I was listening to, got out, grabbed my mail. And, of course, it was not a ballot.
Right.
It was just some coupons or whatever.
Oh.
And I heard this woman, like, I heard people talking. Like, oh, so good seeing you, you know, whatever. And, like, something someone says bye. And, like, I was looking at the mail. I mean, this all is happening at the same time. So I go to get back in the car, and I see this woman. And she says, no, Chewy says goodbye to everyone. And she's looking at me. And I was like,
Chewy.
Okay, bye. And I'm, you know, throw my mail in the car, and I'm walking around the door to get back in. And she walks up, no mask, like, whatever.
Uh-oh. And did Chewy have on a mask?
He did not. He did not. Okay. Chewy, as they approached, was a baby ferret.
Oh!
And so she's speaking half English. Well, she's speaking, I'd say, 75% English, 25% Spanish, Puerto Rican, specifically Puerto Rican. And she's like, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, yeah. And she's like, I live right here in this building by the mailboxes. I was like, oh, yeah, I live at the end of the street. And she's like, I've lived here for 17 years. And I was like, oh, me too, blah, blah, blah. She's like, I've never seen you before. Yep. Okay, so I'm still trying to get in the car. And then it happens.
Uh-oh, the ferret bit you.
No. Well, she wanted me to pet the ferret, and I was like, oh.
The ferret blew up the toilet.
Right. So the ferret pulls down her her tank top.
Oh!
Now, Star, with two R's, was her name. Star.
And you know that because it was tattooed on her bazooms?
Well, it was. Actually, not on her bazooms, but kind of up on her chestuses, like a shoulder blade or sternum, right, whatever that is.
But before you go any further, were you wishing upon a star?
No. So
makes
Star
no difference
was like,
where you
right.
are.
Oh, but it does. But it does. Oh,
okay.
So Star was like, oh, don't worry about it. I was a dancer for 21 years. Everybody's seen these before. And she just like pulls it back up. And I was like, okay, well, I gotta go. And then she would not stop talking. So before the conversation was over, I still
you
would
were
not pet
motoring her.
Basically, in the middle of the street. She was terrifying. She was on something, probably, or just that
ferret.
Crazy. And she'd invited me over because she had got some liquor, and she was going to have a party on Saturday night.
So how was it?
I, needless to say, did not go to said party.
Oh.
And I walked back in. I drove down the street and parked and got my groceries and was walking into the house and put the stuff down. And I stood there in the kitchen for a minute, Big Fatty. It was one of those moments of clarity that we just don't have
how
all
is,
that often.
How is clarity? She used to dance with Star, I believe.
And I said, I need to move.
Okay.
It's time. I was like, that was, you know, like... First of all, I totally have the COVID now, because without a doubt,
yeah, ferrets are a super spreader,
right? And secondly, I've seen asbestosis, and you know, I'm not one to be too sensitive to these things, but I didn't.
You
really
can't
need
be.
To
see. I mean, you look in the mirror every morning.
Well, that's
so,
true.
I mean,
they bob up and down. So, yeah, but my
maybe
goodness,
you need a ferret.
Well. I wouldn't be opposed. Big Fatty.
Yes.
I have something terrible to say.
Uh-oh.
I think we've run out of time.
Oh! I don't hear the clock. Oh, now I hear the clock.
Well, I had to
get
to it.
Hearing checked.
Right. Speaking of hearing, I went to the doctor to ask if I could fly to California.
And?
He said no. So, but he asked how you were doing. So,
oh, well, good. You're telling
I said, well,
that, I was considering getting a ferret.
I did. I told him you were shut in, basically, and would right. welcome him just popping in at any moment. So,
okay,
yeah.
Oh, dear.
So,
Jesse,
yeah.
Where does the time go when you're looking at baboon?
Stripper bazooms. Well,
let's just recap this episode.
Right.
You blew up your bathroom. You motorboated with a woman with a ferret, and you can't go to Palm Springs.
Correct. Also, I still have gas in my rectum, so.
Well, I mean, really, when you think about it, other than Miss Lauren, who doesn't have gas up in their rectum?
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find more shows over at Pride48.com.
Ooh, this is a good place for a stick up.
Big Fatty.
All right. Wait a minute, y'all. The show is over. We're sitting here talking. Breaking news. Y'all, the ferret was in between her bazooms.
I thought that was obvious
that.
The way I was telling the story. Yes, she was holding the ferret up, and it's like crawling down in her bazooms.
No, I didn't get that. So anyway, y'all, we've not only has Vader wished upon a star, but ferrets know where they are. Now you can hang it up. I don't know. I got nothing.
I'm gonna have to edit this, and
that's all right.
No, it's not all right.
Poor McFarney.